Hey, what's up, you spooky, scary skeletons? I didn't plan this out before I started speaking. Welcome back to the Undercover Nerds Podcast. I am Robert.
I'm Tammy.
I'm Belle.
And I'm a special guest. My name's Sonata. Hi.
Yes, Sonata's joining us for another episode. This is, I guess this is going to be our Halloween episode. We will try our best to be moderately spooky. So last year, well, yeah, I guess, no, 2018. In 2018, we talked about Halloween movies. So this time, I guess we're going to get off topic, but let's start with Halloween shows. Spooky shows that we're watching.
I would say that we could turn this into a tradition if we keep this podcast going.
We should try to keep it for more than a year consecutively.
That's fair. Okay, so I guess I'll start because I'm too eager to talk about it, to be honest. And I know that it's technically not new, but it's new to me because I just started watching it. So I am actually, I think I'm 7 or 8 episodes into The Haunting of Hill House. And yeah,
that's such a good show.
It's
oh my
so
god.
Good.
Sorry. I have the Bly one up on my TV right now. It's on episode 2.
Oh, yeah, dude, I really like
second season.
Oh, so it's like to wait it to watch it. So that's technically the second season.
Yeah, I think it's like a different storyline, but it's like after you watch Haunting of Hill House, I'll let you finish. But like when you watch the Haunting of Bly Manor, you'll notice so much more because you've already watched Hill House. It's so amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I wasn't sure because I actually texted Ed about it earlier because episode 6 was that like seemingly one long shot, but it kept on switching between the present, the past and present. And honestly, the way that they shot it and then the dialogue, everything like about that episode just bleeped. I don't know. It just, it tripped me out because it felt like you were there because of the way that they shot it. It was so good. And then there's actually a part where like the dad was walking around and it honestly looked like a horror video game. But you're like playing in third person. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it was so eerily canny to like how you would feel playing a third person horror game. And honestly, I think like we had talked about it. I don't know if we talked about it or if it was like a YouTube video I watched or something, but there's just something different about playing a horror game and watching a horror movie.
I think we probably have talked about it. It's inherently more immersive because like it's because you're controlling the actions of the characters, so like you can't help but self insert. Especially like if you're doing VR. I don't know if you remember forever ago I went over to your place and I played Resident Evil 7 with the VR. And like generally I'm okay with horror games. I won't pretend like it doesn't affect me, but I can play through a horror game. Until it's in VR, because I didn't realize how much more scary something is when you're in the fucking game. And I remember there was a part where I was like, I don't want to turn this corner because I know...
I think I would actually have a heart attack if I ever played like a horror game in VR.
Oh, it's
holy
terrifying.
Shit! I would fucking die. I'd be like something that starts like punching blindly.
You probably broke my TV. Rob and Ryan took turns playing it, and I was just like chicken shit. And I was like, I'm just gonna sit over here. Y'all can play.
Well, because what it is because I watch a lot of horror movies and I've played a lot of horror games, what will happen is be like, I don't want to turn this corner because I know the moment I do, something's going to jump out at me. So I would just like, I would pussyfoot around and like, just like kind of go as slowly as possible knowing the jump scare was happening and it still got me.
Yeah.
Because like, so it's, like, you have a fucking toaster strapped to your face. Of course it's going to scare you.
Exactly. So like, so just imagine that, like, imagine you're holding a controller, but then suddenly your character takes over the controller and you don't have any control over where he's going. That's how that episode felt when it was following him looking for his wife. Mm. It was crazy.
Well, that's the beauty of games that, like, the cutscenes never leave first person, so you can't tell when it's going to switch into, like, you don't have control over the situation.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to say, though, I've been watching it while I'm at work, and it's a super sad show, and I've cried. I've just sat there and cried at work multiple times.
I mean, I don't blame you. It's, like, it's so bad because it's, like, spooky and, like, horrifying, but they do such a good job, like, putting you there as well, and like feeling like the family's like turmoil of being like, fuck is going on in this house?
Yeah.
And like, you know, you get the good sense of like having that person who's a skeptic and having that person who's like, I believe in ghosts, I see them. And then you have like kids who are terrifying just being like, yeah, I have a friend in the closet. And you're like, yeah, child, what?
It is Abigail.
Like, shut up. Yeah. But no, I think why it's like so good is like, I don't think like Haunting of Hill House like doesn't utilize jump scares too much either. Exactly. Like they're there.
That's the beauty of it.
But it's the ambiance. It's like you're actually walking through like an abandoned house or something. Like, I don't know if you guys ever like completely not legally trespassed into like, you know, asylums and whatnot and walked around them at dark, but
not
they
asylums.
Are terrifying.
I've done that for abandoned factories.
I'm too superstitious.
They're just so creepy. And I think it fits like that kind of like, this doesn't feel normal.
Yeah.
Why does it not
See,
feel normal?
I've had
and
a different...
Kind of like that factor of like, there could always be someone squatting here who was ready to kill me.
I've had different experiences with that.
Yeah.
Because if it's like, I guess it's because I've always done, like, whenever I've, like, gone with friends to an abandoned factory or, like, a haunted house, I have a different reaction to scary stuff when I am around other people than I know I would by myself. When I'm around other people, I'm the guy who, like, I play it up as a joke and I laugh to get through whatever the fuck is creepy about it. If I were by myself, I know deep in my heart that I am flight over fight. I would book it because I'm not going to be the guy in the horror movie who gets killed first. I refuse.
The black guy in the horror movie,
yeah,
specifically.
Like, listen, I tell all of my friends, if at any point I think we're in a horror scenario, I will give you all beautiful eulogies, but I'm not sticking around. I didn't run track just to get killed by fucking Mike Myers, all right?
Nah, dude.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, no, but it's really, really good. I think another good aspect of it, though, is that you kind of don't really know exactly what is a hallucination and what is actually supernatural. Because you have that character who had sleep paralysis, and this is kind of a spoiler warning. It's not too much, though. Rob, I know you haven't watched it yet,
yeah.
Right?
No,
yeah.
Also, in case you're a new viewer,
yeah,
listener, new listener. Just a general spoiler warning. We often don't remember to cut ourselves off if we're about to spoil something. So just be warned.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description too.
Yeah.
But like, it's really good because I think it does fuck with your psyche that way. You're like, oh, like, are they actually seeing this, or is this just a side effect of their trauma? Like, it's really, really good.
That's my favorite kind of horror. It's why I loved Oculus so much.
Yeah.
Oculus was good.
I'm also biased because I am in love with Karen Gillan. Karen Gillan, if you hear this, hit me up.
We'll put it in the description.
I'll put my number in there. Only text me if you're Karen Gillan.
Rob gets texts from like 10 different numbers. It's like, I'm Karen Gillan.
And one of them is actually Karen Gillan in the game of who is who.
I'll check. I'll see if any of our listeners are from Scotland.
I mean, we have international listeners.
Yeah, but most of them are in Sweden.
Which is really odd.
We don't have any listeners in Scotland. We have listeners in... Yeah, there's none of these countries I think Karen Gillan... Well, maybe the UK. Karen Gillan, if you're in the UK when you hear this, hit me up.
Karen Gillan, I'm drinking Iron Maiden Trooper premium British beer. So, come get some. Not from me. I'm just luring you into a trap for my friend.
Well, don't call it a trap. Just an elaborate ruse.
I can't really geek out about it too much without spoiling it. I really do genuinely think you should watch it, Rob, since the three of us have watched it.
Oh, you can talk about it. I've lost so many brain cells since Inktober started that I will not remember what you say about the show by the time I watch it.
Yeah, no, I texted, after I watched that episode, while I was watching that episode, actually, I texted Ed, and I was just like, oh my god, the camera work in this, and yada, yada, yada. And he was like, oh yeah, and he says that he thinks that it's the best series on YouTube. He says that he kind of finds the second season, which I'm guessing is the Blair House? What is it
the
called?
Bly Manor.
Yeah. He says that it's a little disappointing, but... Do they have enough episodes out to...
I think they, released the whole thing. I'm on the second episode. I'm enjoying it so far because of, the nuances. I'm sure anybody who has watched it or, has seen, minor, details about it, it's pay attention to, all the ghosts that are actually, in the background. You know, you can actually see them sometimes hiding. They do it really well here. But I think with this one, it's a little bit more of a... It's a narrative, so it's a little bit different. It doesn't immerse you as well. It's more of, a storytelling. So I'm liking it, because obviously, music is very, very good, so it's helping kick up that, kind of ambiance. But I'm like, it's not the same. It's definitely not the same, but I'm going to give it a chance. I'm just kind of leaning into it.
It's a Netflix series,
the kids are creepy. Yeah. The kids are creepy.
They usually release all the episodes at once.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I guess, I don't know, I kind of want to go back and watch the, and, rewatch the Hill House ones after I'm finished, because I don't know if I've caught all the ghosts. I do know that, there was one scene where I had to pause it and then go backwards, and I was like, oh my god, because, Nellie, it was, a scene where Nellie, saw... the crook necked woman, and but then what they didn't even focus on the figure, they focused on a statue that was right next to it, and so my eyes were drawn to the statue, but then Nellie was screaming the crook necked woman's back, and I was like, oh wait, hold on a second, I didn't see her, and I had to rewind it. I was like, oh shit, she was right there. But she was so, she was just slightly off-center, so you didn't even, notice her because the statue was lit up by the lightning. It was so clever. I was like, dude, what the fuck? That is haunting shit.
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering how many times I've actually missed something in the background.
I'll have to watch it. I've seen the first couple of episodes a while ago, the track team, we had a get-together and we watched it, but I haven't gone back to finish it yet. I haven't started watching any spooky things yet, although I have been looking up a lot of drinking games for the Halloween Town movies. That's unrelated.
I mean, it's related. You can talk about Halloween Town. Did we talk about it last time?
I haven't watched Halloween Town in so long. I couldn't talk about it. I don't remember much about it, to be honest.
Honestly,
But Disney did put all of their Halloween stuff on Disney Plus.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they have a whole Halloween section. So,
oh, I need to watch it.
I'm gonna watch Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus, Twitches 1 and 2, the Halloween episode of Kim Possible. They got everything.
Twitches was actually on YouTube, and so I watched it recently. Strangely enough,
I'm trying to think of. I don't know what the last horror anything that I watched or played was.
Are you asking what Twitches is, Sonata?
No, I'm saying Twitches scarred me when I was a child, but that black cloud of smoke, like, oh my god, was terrifying.
That's fair.
Dude,
I loved the movie.
It was so cheesy, but it was really, really, it was a good kind of cheesy.
Oh, Tammy, there is, this is not related to what we were necessarily talking about, but I found out there's apparently a sequel to Little Nightmares coming out.
Oh!
I'm actually playing Little Nightmares right now.
Which...
I watched the gameplay through.
I need to figure out... February of next year is when it comes out, which, like, is awesome, because it's such a good game, and it's so creepy.
It's so creepy, but cute at the same time.
Yeah, it's hard to strike that balance. I think, like, it's the kind of thing, like, it's the kind of game that you think Laika would have put out. Because they're also really good at, like, creepy, yeah, but, like, oddly charming cough, cough, Coraline.
Yeah. Her Norman was pretty cute, too.
Yeah. I forget what I was watching, but so there, it was, like, these podcasters who were rating a bunch of spooky characters. And they came to the mother, the other mother from Coraline.
The Belgian?
Yeah, and one of them was like, she's the fucking blueprint. She walked so every other scary female character can run. I don't care when Coraline came out.
Dude, yeah, I actually watched an entire video analysis about the Belgian.
It's pretty good. I didn't watch Coraline till I was an adult, because it the thought of it was so terrifying as a kid that I couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
Same thing with, I used to be really scared of the Gorillaz music videos because of 2D's eyes.
Oh my god, yeah.
I remember watching...
And oddly bent over.
I remember watching... It was a commercial for Now That's What I Call Music, whatever fucking number they were on. And in the commercial, they showed a little snippet of Feel Good Inc. And I saw 2D's eyes and was like, I like this song, but wow, is that scary. So for years, I never watched any Gorillaz music videos.
Dude. I mean, I feel that. They're kind of creepy. They're like creepy versions of the Gang Green Gang.
Yeah, but now I'm a broken adult and I love them.
Oh yeah,
they're so good.
That the music video where
I'm a broken adult.
Love it. I have another show that we could talk about. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm talking a lot.
No, what happens when I drink? Like I said, I haven't really watched a lot of spooky stuff, so I am ill prepared for this episode.
Have you guys seen, have all of you seen Sabrina?
The new one? Yes. Well, I've seen...
I am for the millionth time. Huh?
I've seen like a third of the newest season.
Oh yeah, Belle refuses to finish it.
It's...
I need to finish what?
Season.
It's frustrating. And I think the general consensus is that it's frustrating because of Sabrina's character. Not the actress. I want to say Kierna something? She's great.
Kierna,
but,
shit. Yeah.
Sabrina is written so terribly, and she keeps doing things where everyone's like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. It's probably going to blow up in your face. And she does it, and it blows up in her face, and she learns nothing from it for 4 seasons in a row. It's gotten to the point that I don't know if it's intentional, but I've convinced myself that the writers want her to be unlikable. It's the only way I can continue watching the show.
I gotta tell you that Ambrose is my favorite character.
Ambrose is great.
Period.
I like literally every other character in the show, except for maybe her aunt Zelda. She's eh. But everyone else, I love.
Yeah, Zelda, I appreciate Zelda because she is kind of the, she's kind of like the glue almost. Like, she's the one who actually goes out of her way to get shit done. And I appreciate that about her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's kind of a bitch.
Yeah. Even Harley, who I will admit isn't the best written character, but I'm biased because I'm also in love with Ross Lynch. Ross Lynch, if you hear this, hit me up. I will admit he's not the best written character, but I like him leagues more than I like Sabrina.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because it's like it, the show itself, like the atmosphere and everything, it is genuinely creepy. Like they did a good job of like not falling into the campiness that the original Sabrina did. They made it like a good Halloween spooky type show.
It's just genuinely scary at some parts.
It's just a shame that, especially in the first season. There are parts in the first season, the episode where she finds Salem, I remember thinking, like, this is, like, it kind of got me. Like, this is a genuinely good episode. But they, for lack of a better term, they Riverdale-ified it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's disappointing because the show could be really, really good in Sabrina being the main character and also the worst written character. Just kind of drags it down.
Yeah, because she literally, she's the one who propels the show, and she's so, oh my god. I couldn't even finish the third season because I was so annoyed with the fact that she was so goddamn focused on her relationship with Nick while she's like trying to fight for the crown of hell. And I'm like, girl, stop. This is so fucking asinine. Like, and you've also got a whole group of fucking pagans who are trying to bring back the old gods, and yet you're over here worrying about your teenage girl problems.
And that's the reason why I feel like it's intentional, because I haven't finished the newest season. I don't know if she hits that rock bottom that I think the writers are leading her towards, but the fact that every character, literally every character in the show tells her, you know, hey, maybe stop doing what you're doing, makes me think that you really aren't supposed to like her. And again, I hope this is what the writers did and that they didn't just write a bad character. I hope they're leading her to a point where she just hits an absolute low and she has to kind of deal with the fact that she's been kind of shitty for the whole show.
She's been super shitty. And honestly, like, and God, I'm so frustrated because she's like fighting for the crown. And I'm just like, bro, I don't even know.
Which, by the way, her trying to be the queen of hell is shitty in a different way, because the whole deal she had with Lilith was to, like,
exactly,
put her on the throne. And then she immediately went back on that because it didn't suit her.
Because she wanted
to broke boyfriend. I'm sorry, if she was like, if this was an actual witch, Lilith would have rocked her shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Now. You do not break a freaking pact with Lilith. That is the last bitch you want to fuck with.
Yeah, and then like Lilith also was getting powerful because people started because the witches started worshiping her instead of Satan. I mean, Lucifer. Sorry. Whatever.
I mean, same difference,
honestly.
The
first season of this show was pretty good. I liked it because she was like this. And then I don't think I watched the second because I just heard people being like, oh no, it's going down the path of Riverdale. I think that just scared me.
Lilith, she's probably the best character in the show. Lilith is so great.
The actress definitely helped. She's such a good actress.
Oh, yeah. I do want, and I... if Netflix did this, I wouldn't be upset. I want a side series exploring everything that Ambrose and yes, everything that they did in between seasons 2 and 3, because they
they're setting something up for that.
Are they? Because they like they kind of jumped to the end of it, like
they did.
And I was like, that's a missed opportunity, because that was a really interesting side story. And also, like, well, slight bias, their outfits were just really good. So, you know, I like girls with swords. What can I say? I would be down for a side series of that.
Yeah. That, another thing that I really don't enjoy about the show is that a lot of the big social warrior stuff is like kind of hand-fisted.
In certain areas, yes. The one that kind of got me was, is it Theo, the character who's trans? I don't have an issue with the character being trans, obviously. It doesn't, well, I guess it's weird because they make it a point, and I'll give the show this, they make it a point to not really clarify what time period it takes place in. It's meant to be ambiguous. But under the assumption that it takes place in the past, it doesn't necessarily make sense that Theo's gender would be a priority for a lot of the characters, because that wouldn't have been on a lot of people's radar. I would be fine with it being a subplot, but the fact that they made it into like a whole episode, just like it was, it felt very forced. I would have rather they just I would have rather the character kind of resolve it on their own terms.
Yeah. I do think I did really enjoy that. I did enjoy that they were very inclusive, but like also, like I said, it just felt very heavy handed. My eyes are burning.
I mean, that probably has a lot to do with, I think Sabrina came out when call-out culture was kind of at its peak, so I get why it happened. I don't agree with it, but I understand it.
Yeah. I think, though, Sabrina is actually supposed to be that same time period as, because it's supposed to go, like, side-by-side with Riverdale, because it's in the same universe. And they're literally right down, they're across the river from each other, Riverdale and Greendale are. But, like, the thing is that what I find interesting is that it's supposed to be kind of, like, it seems like it's set back in time, but they have smartphones.
Yeah, and I think that's why they wanted it to be ambiguous. Which, honestly, is smart. You don't have to worry about the show being dated when you do something like that. Like, you know, if I go back and watch Goofy Movie, part of the reason that show is so nostalgic is because they have, you know, cassette tapes and lighters in the car and roll down windows. It is an extremely dated film. But, you know, you can watch Sabrina in like 10, 15 years, assuming they don't completely botch it like some other shows, Game of Thrones. And it is still watchable. Speaking of Riverdale, and I'm mad that this won't happen because fucking Disney had to have their own streaming service. I wanted Archie versus Punisher so bad. And it never happened.
Oh my god. Or Archie versus Alien Predator.
Oh. Because, like, the thing is, like, you read the comic, it's like, oh, does Archie win? No, he doesn't fucking win. He's the Punisher. He kicks Archie's ass.
Right? But, like, I don't know. Like, I really enjoyed Riverdale when I first started watching it, and I still do. Like, don't get me wrong. I enjoy it for different reasons now. It's really bad.
Oh, sometimes you gotta watch a show that's trash and just enjoy it.
Yeah, but when it first started off, I was, like, defending it because I was just like, dude, I think it's supposed to be campy. It's supposed to have this, like, really convoluted dialogue because they wanted to give you that weird literary feel to it. But, like, these... So people were complaining about the script, I was loving it because I was like, this is so weird and I love it. I don't know why. Like, no one would talk like this in real life. But I think it's also because the actors are so good that they flawlessly deliver these lines. And I'm just like, okay. And I think that's what it was the actors were good enough to convince me that these lines are natural, even though I know that no one fucking talks like this.
Listen,
especially Cheryl.
If anyone can make campy dialogue work, it's Cole Sprouse. He did that for years on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. Cole Sprouse's Jughead was great. It is great. I don't know if he's dead or not. I'm not really sure.
I remember watching an interview with him around the time Riverdale started airing, and someone was like, hey, if I ask Dylan and Cole Sprouse to sing the Sweet Life opening song, will they do it? And he was like, yes, if you pay us.
I think it's so cute that Lily Reinhart hangs out with both of them all the time. I mean, obviously she's dating Cole, but...
I think Dylan actually got back into acting recently. I don't remember what he was in. I mean, he's listed as an actor. Let's see.
I thought he was just doing his bar.
I mean, he was... I mean, they both took a break to go to college, but I think he, last year or the year before, he announced he was going to go back to acting soon. He was in a film called Daddy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, last year. He was in a short film called Daddy.
No, that's really spooky.
Did you want to call him Daddy Sonata?
No, I like my geeky guys.
Here's
so I was
thing.
More of a Cole.
Looking at him,
I
was always more of a Cole fan too, but looking at him with the long hair, I get it. I would call him Daddy.
We're going off topic.
There's so many weird shows coming out, but back to spooky.
Spooky shows. Sonata, what is a spooky... Oh, wait, no. Sorry, Rob. I totally skipped over you.
Huh?
So you haven't watched anything spooky lately?
I mean, nothing I can think of. The closest Harry I've
God
come was like...
Does not count.
Huh?
Scary Godmother does not count.
I haven't watched Scary Godmother yet. I'm also going to find a drinking game for that.
Scary Godmother.
I have to before October's over because it is tradition. The closest I've come, and it's not really spooky, but I watched Warrior Nun recently. That's probably the closest I've come. Which, by the way, great show. Watch it. But it doesn't qualify as a spooky show.
That's fair. Sonata, do you have any?
I'm trying to think. Not many. I haven't gotten into the spooky season. Because, October doesn't feel real to me right now.
That's fair.
So I'm just like...
We've all been kind of just crammed in our... Well, I haven't. I've been going to work, but... most people have been crammed into their houses and have kind of a weird concept of time right now.
It's a shame. Because, this is... Weather-wise, it's great for October.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, we can't really enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it.
The closest thing to spooky.
I'm going to get drunk.
I guess it's more accurate to say, there is definitely, at least where I am in Atlanta, there's stuff going on. I'm just not partaking because the people doing that stuff aren't wearing masks.
I feel that.
Like, I know.
Because I live... I was just going to say, I live near Salem, Mass. And it's I'm prime spooky area, New England spooks. But, nothing really is going on. So it's it just sucks so much. Because it's I can't go to my haunted houses. I can't go.
I wish that I knew you back then when I was living in Maine. I needed a friend.
Damn, I literally live in New Hampshire.
I live in South Portland. Oh, you're literally 2 minutes,
That's on me for not introducing you guys sooner. I'm sorry.
We blame you. We blame you. It's okay.
And the thing is, like,
I don't feel like so many things came out either. Like, I was, like, expecting more horror movies to come out, but I can't remember any that have.
The only one that I know of is the Adam Sandler one on Netflix. Well, there is, I think it's just called Freaky. It's by the people who made Happy Death Day, which I think is an underrated
film.
Loved Happy Death Day.
I kind of wanted to watch that.
It's so good. Because the thing is, like, people, you're not supposed to take it seriously. It's meant to be a big joke. And I think that's why people didn't enjoy it, is because they thought it was like, oh, this is really campy. It's like, yeah, it's meant to be. So they're making another movie called Freaky, which is basically Freaky Friday, but she switches places with a serial killer.
Who is Vince Vaughn?
It looks really good.
I'm so excited.
But I
love when movies just make it even more campy. Because the one that I watched with my friend, it was a sequel to Evil Dead. It's when the guy gets transported back into medieval times to go after the book.
I know.
What is it called?
I know what you're talking about, because I did a movie.
It's
movie
such
title
an
with
old
this.
Movie.
I don't know if any of you guys know this. I play the movie game with some friends sometimes, which is where you mash up two movie titles into one, and you have to guess what it is based on the new synopsis. I did that with that movie, and people got mad at me because they were like, "Robert, why would we fucking know the name of that movie?"
I know the main character's name is Ash. Oh, here it is.
Army of Darkness.
What?
It was Army of Darkness.
Yes, it was. That's what it was. Oh my god, it's so ridiculous.
I forget the movie I mashed it up with, but I know people were not happy with me. Even though I love that game so much. It's so satisfying.
I've been meaning to watch this Korean horror show about zombies called Kingdom. I really want to watch it. It looks good. It's like set back.
Oh, I've seen.
Have you seen it?
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I think like it was a unique concept because of the time that it was set in. It's like set in like ancient Korea, but it's also zombies. Which I think is kind of unique.
Yeah.
Because then they don't have, like, the advantages that we do.
Recently.
That for some reason people just do not take advantage of zombies movies half the time. I don't understand.
Recently, and I think it's because they announced that this next season is going to be the last one, but I have felt the urge to finally get caught up on The Walking Dead, even though I'm, like, 5 seasons behind or something like that.
I have no interest in catching up with The Walking Dead, to be honest.
I didn't, like, stop watching because I thought it got bad. I just got busy and never really got around to it. Because I don't love the plot in The Walking Dead. I watch it for the character interactions. I think those are usually pretty good. Sometimes they drop the ball. Also for Norman Reedus. He is a big reason I watch the show.
I think Norman Reedus is the only reason that most people watch the show,
apparently,
to be honest. The other characters are so fucking infuriating.
Apparently he's going to be getting a spinoff with Carol, which, fine, I kind of want them to just let it die. Again, I was a huge Walking Dead fan for a very, very long time, but I think the zombie thing has kind of run its course. And if they want to wait until people kind of get interested in zombies again, because it'll happen. If they want to wait till the craze kind of comes around and then do like another Walking Dead thing, fine. But they're kind of just beating a dead horse at this point.
You know what wasn't beating a dead horse? There was a...
I'm scared where this is going.
I forgot what it was called. I think it's a manga that's called, it was called Sex and Zombies. And literally, it's like a short story. Like, it's a BL, and it's like a bunch of short stories. And one of them is these two guys who get caught in the same, like, they're trapped in the same building. And they're just like, you know what? We're just going to fuck till we die.
You know?
That's just High School of the Dead, but a little bit.
they actually die.
So,
like, they surrounded.
I'm going to take this to a weird place, and I apologize in advance. But of the, I guess, creatures, monsters in the realm of horror, zombie has to be one of the worst to have sex with, right? Like, that can't be good.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
And yet, you have so many, like, my zombie boyfriend and, like, X and Y Z zombie something. And
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Why?
Now, that said, I don't know which would be the best, and I'm scared to go down that line of thought. I'm going to Really?
I mean, think about it. He's half man, oh god. I sound like a
I'd be worried about hair getting in places I don't want hair.
I think it's because I've been reading this manga about these, like, half man, half wolf alpha creatures that, I'm just gonna stop there.
And the thing is, like, I don't think vampire would be good either, because they'd be cold.
It would be very cold.
And there are few things that turn me off more than cold things touching manati bits. I know some people are into it. I'm not one.
Like, do an ice play, but I'm like, but if you date a vampire, it would be ice play all the time. I feel like that would be.
Well, the thing, even with ice play, that's specific areas, not like you don't. Never mind. I'm gonna stop before this gets into a weird.
You know what? I was about to go down a very bad route because it was gonna bring up a very unsavory anime. And it was yaoi, but it was also shit.
I don't know which horror creature would be the best to have sex with. I have no idea.
Sonata, you look like you got your thinking face on.
I'm trying to think of it logistically, because it's a very good question to ask to really see what, you know, people are into. So I'm just like, I don't know which one I would fuck. Because, like, slippery.
I guess when we're talking about horror stuff, it is very kink-based. Like, your answer is going to depend on, like, if you're into hentai, you're going to say some sort of, like, tentacle creature, you know?
I do.
I'm going to say mummy, because it just seems like a safe bet.
I don't know. You know, it depends on how long they've been a mummy.
Oh. Yeah, I'm kind of like, wait, wasn't there, like, Dicky shrinkled. What the fuck?
If we're talking like...
Yeah, but they don't have to touch me. They have all their objects around.
If we're talking like a pretty boy who is, like, very freshly mummified, like, he's been a mummy for, like, a month tops, then sure.
They pulled them brains out of those nostrils, you know.
He's not thinking. He's just using his instinct.
Are all mummies himbos? Since they don't have brains?
God, I love a good himbo. Yes, I'm gonna say yes.
Oh,
just
God, yeah. Good himbo. Dude, so...
Oh, wait.
I know this is
succubus.
Spooky. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Duh.
Well, you just die, right? You die after
no.
you
Where
does it depend on?
Don't they just kind of, like, entrance you? Oh, succubus is only, like, entrance you for a little bit.
You know, depending on who the succubus is, it might be worth it. If it is a succubus that looks like Karen Gillan, then yeah, sure, kill me afterwards. I don't fucking care.
Belle, your thoughts? Belle's so out of this conversation.
I have none.
I
don't know what you guys are talking about half the time.
We're talking about which horror creatures would be the best to have sex with.
I am not gonna go. No, don't take me there.
This is like Cabin in the Woods. You just go through the catalog and go, yes, yes, no, no.
See, Belle, That reacted makes me think that you have an answer.
It's okay. I've already kind of, like, even, like I said, I'm not a furry, but werewolf would probably be my go-to. As long as they don't shred me alive, you know.
That's, is that, is
I
that
think
why
we're under the assumption that they wouldn't kill you.
I'm not, you know? I'm refusing to comment.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, is that why you always went for Scott and Monster Prom?
But, no. I mean, I went for Damien more. I guess Demon Boys would be good. Oh,
I feel like Demon Boys too vague, though.
It is pretty vague. I'm actually thinking specifically, like, buff, red, with black hair and horns.
Although, if we're following Monster Prom rules,
at this point.
If we're following Monster Prom rules, then I guess Gorgon / Medusa would also be a candidate.
Oh, yes. Vera is a bae. Bell goes for Vera.
I would have to know that the snakes are non-venomous, though.
Are they defanged? Rob.
Just ask her to brush through them, you know, push them back.
Just give her a hair tie.
I want to tuck that snake behind your ear, baby.
It's like, here, before you give me the gok gok 3000.
Or it's like, what can snakes do?
Alright, so here's the thing. Since we're going down this line of thought anyway, if you were to bed a Gorgon, there is probably a lot of opportunity for snake hair play. That has to open up a world of foreplay, right?
Yes. This
is a dangerous road, Robert.
I'm here for it.
Like, what if Medusa can, like, control her powers? Instead of, like, wax dripping, she just turns parts of you into stone little by little and then chips it off.
Oh, wow. That is an extreme version of edging.
Oh, my God. Hi. This is why I don't have friends.
Nah, Sonata, me and you can be friends. I'm about to add you right now. I'm adding
you. You know what I think? Another poor choice, and I don't know if this technically falls in horror, but I think as much as they're sexualized, I don't think mermaids are a good bed choice.
I think that I've actually just recently read a comic where this guy fucked a mermaid, or a merman, whatever the fuck he was, and the dick literally grew out of the middle of the fucking body. I was like,
oh, that's upsetting. That's very upsetting.
I think that would make me scream
Selkies.
More than like
Selkies?
One more time.
You wanna have sex with a seal?
Selkies.
I can't listen.
I feel like they would just lay there.
Trust me, there are far more, there are many. I am deep in the realm, trust me.
Listen, I'm Googling it right now.
So it's like half seal, half person?
You don't know what a selkie is?
Have you not watched Song of the Sea?
It's like a...
So here's...
Even Song of the Sea doesn't get it exactly right, but it's Song of the Sea is still like... pretty damn close. It's like the closest I've really ever seen a movie get to telling how they actually are.
So a lot of what I'm seeing,
but like,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Belle.
No, you're good.
I'm looking up pictures of Selkies on Google Images, and at least half of them have images where they have something close. Two legs, and it's not just like the tail. Which, if that's the case, it implies that there is something close to a vaginbis or a dick and junk, which would make it a lot easier to bed said creature.
I feel like that the...
Yeah, well, Selkies turn human. Like, that's... They're not like a mermaid where they're, like, physically half and half. It's like they go back and forth between being a seal and being a humanoid creature. You know, that's what makes them a lot easier to work with, because they have all the anatomy down whenever they don't have the seal skin on.
So here's the question, though. Because I'm assuming I'm assuming it's whenever they get wet. So if that's the case, at what point does a Selkie get so turned have sex with them?
No, they have to put on their Selkie skin in order to turn into a seal. That's why fishermen anyone who wanted to keep a Selkie on land and in their human form, they had to hide their seal skin so that the Selkie couldn't run away with it and put it on and turn back into a seal and swim away. Otherwise, they were like perfectly they were weird people, but they were still people. Like, they would be married and have children with fishermen.
So, like, the Song of the Sea, where she, like, had to return to the sea because she was getting sick, is that not a thing?
She didn't have to. I mean, Selkies, they definitely become miserable whenever they can't go back to the sea. They do, they are very sad that they can never return, but they don't die as a result of not being able to go back to the sea. They'll live, like, full lives as fishermen's wives, but they won't die, because that's what I mean, like, where Song of the Seal, like, it's a really, really good fucking movie. They just twist the actual folktale to, like, fit the story, to make the story make a little more sense so that they can add more to the story. But so the movie is really, really fucking close, but it's they do tweak a few details that aren't true. So it's like that, for example, like, she would be able to go back to this, like, she wouldn't have to go back to the sea. It wouldn't be completely mandatory, but she would be super fucking depressed about it because Selkies don't like being humans.
They kind of play with that and Disenchantment of all things, except instead of a Selkie, it's the character who she turns into a bear when she puts on the bear skin.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. God, when does season 3 of that come out?
I can't wait.
I'm trying to get into Disenchantment.
Selkies are like they're a really cool piece of folklore. That was like one of the first folklore creatures I ever learned about. If audiences could not tell, I am extremely into folklore.
We can have a folklore episode one day.
Huh?
Yeah, folklore is always fun. I like the way they tie it into Halloween, though. You know, it's like so much of folklore is like now like rooted in like Halloween tradition.
Yeah.
With like the jack-o'-lanterns and stuff. Oh. Chucking candy at kids.
I did watch a video recently where someone made an argument that The Black Cauldron could technically be considered a Halloween movie. And I've been really into The Black Cauldron lately.
Yeah.
I would definitely
consider that a Halloween movie.
Yeah. Mostly because it is easily the most violent film Disney has ever put out. And that's the film being toned down.
Even though it was even the censored version.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It's a shame that I'm not necessarily mad that they had to cut out the super violent stuff because it was supposed to be a kids movie. It is a shame that they had to cut a lot of stuff that would have helped the pacing of the film because of what was going on with Disney behind the scenes at the time. But that, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess Black Cauldron is the most recent Halloween thing I've seen.
I haven't seen it.
I genuinely like the movie. I just can't stand the main character. That's the only thing about that movie. Like, mm-hmm. I would love that movie if it wasn't for the main character.
That's fair. There's a few of those with Disney.
Yeah. But... Yeah. It's like, I feel like Black Cauldron felt like one of those movies where it was like really, really going in the right direction. Like it was going in a cool, interesting, out of the box direction than what it normally does, but it kind of just like fell short and the protagonist sucks.
I feel like I have a movie like that that's not like Halloween-y, but it is one of my favorite ones because of just how like eerie and spooky it is, and it's the Last Unicorn.
Oh, super old
one. I love watching that one. Yeah,
oh, that song's gonna be stuck in my head for the rest of the night.
I love that part.
What did you say, Rob?
That song's gonna be stuck in my head for the rest of the night now. Dan Avedon does a beautiful cover.
I think I only got through half of the Last Unicorn before my internet fucked up that day, unfortunately, and I haven't been able to go back to it yet.
Oh, I know the feeling. I still haven't finished watching Aquaman because every time I try watching it, either the thing I'm watching it on dies or the theater loses power or I'm removed from the theater because they didn't have enough seats. That movie is cursed and I haven't been able to finish it. And I want to finish
it. You can handle Jason Momoa's luscious muscles.
Well, why do you think I want to finish watching it?
I never watched it yet.
It's certainly not for I don't even remember her name. Amber something. I don't know. I don't like her. It's not for her.
But it is for Jason Momoa, that's for sure.
Yes,
Jason. It is. Honestly, Jason Momoa gave Aquaman a new level that brought the character back from the depths of Jess's friends.
He revitalized the character. He made Aquaman not a laughingstock.
Yeah. Which, I'm not going to get into like the dynamics of why I think Aquaman definitely would be Samoan. Or not Samoan, but like Polynesian. But, yeah. what was I going to say? Oh, shit. There was something that I was going to bring up while you guys were talking because, like, I was like, oh, that connects to this, but now I can't really think of it. It's okay. I'm, like, slightly tipsy.
Me too.
it's a good place to be. I did want to say this. So I think that we should make a general statement on the summary of our podcast that says that we will always diverge into a different topic.
Yeah.
Fucking always. Like, you know, it should be our brand.
I feel like
it's our trademark.
The people who have watched us before will know by now that we tend to not stay on topic. We try, we really do, but we collectively as a unit have ADD.
We just have too many interests, I feel like.
And it's like once you start talking about one thing, your brain goes, wait a second, this fits here and this fits here. And it's just like a never-ending game of ping pong.
So, slightly spoopy show, but not really. More on the on the science fiction end. When did they drop a release date for the new Stranger Things season?
I don't know. I think it got delayed because whenever the quarantine first started, they had to stop filming. What is it? Season 4 they're on, I think.
Sonata is my fucking, like, she's eating fucking hot fries. I'm over here like, man, that looks so good. I love playing the hot fun games. My favorite.
I can mute myself because these are crisp.
Sorry. I relate.
They're just, like, the perfect little snack. They give you a little bit of spice, just like, you know, horror shows do.
So, as of right now, there is no release date because they had to halt production in March. So, yeah. TBD. But also, one of the creators said season 4 is probably not going to be the last season, so they're planning to do more. They just can't for obvious reasons.
I'm on season three right now. I am
still on season 1 of Stranger Things.
Rob.
I like the show. I just haven't finished it yet.
Rob. It's okay. No, I mean, that's the kind of the same, like, I'm a horrible finisher. I'm still trying to watch, what is that one that I recommended to you and you actually finished it before I did?
I got
Charlotte.
Yes, I loved Charlotte. The moment I found out, yeah.
I cried so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't.
I
recommended it to Rob, and he finished it before I did.
Oh, I binged watched it. Because I was watching, and it's like, oh, this kind of reminds me of Angel Beats. And I was like, well, it was made by the same people. It's like, well, now I have to binge watch it.
Angel Beats tore my heart apart.
Charlotte didn't wreck me the same way Angel Beats did, but it did make me cry.
Speaking of spooky, zombie-ish shows, all right, I'm going to tell you right now, even if it's just me talking, I really want to do a Modazushi / the Untamed episode. Because it's a whole topic in itself.
What is it?
The Untamed is on Netflix, but it's based off of a Chinese web novel called Modazushi, which is, I think, loosely translates to the known English translation is the Grandmaster of Demonic Cultivation. And it's a very sophisticated story that it takes forever for the relationship to develop because they're more focused on the plot, but that's the shit that I like. Like, I'm actually very, like, their relationship develops pretty fucking naturally, and I love it. But it's just, there's so many things I could talk about, but the reason I brought it up is because there are, they're kind of like zombies, but they're not really, so there's like, they have different classes of like creatures, like undead, like if a person gets turned into an undead creature, or if they are like still alive, but their soul has left their body, and like there's like a lot of weird classifications for all these like creatures, and there's and cultivation is kind of like their form of I want to say magic. It's kind of hard to explain, but like the main character gets into into demonic cultivation, which is kind of like a form of dark magic, where he masters the ability to control the dead, and it's seen as like a dark art. So like at first he uses it to help them win this war against a clan, but then because and this isn't too much of a spoiler, I don't think, but because so it's like all these clans up against this one clan that was actually like the main. So think of Avatar and think of the Fire Nation. So the Fire Lord kind of was like the main like dude over everyone other than the Avatar, right? Like he's like the highest, like the emperor almost, right? So the Wen Clan is kind of the equivalent of the Fire Nation in this story. And after, so they went to war with the Wen Clan. They ended up killing the main dude, the leader of the Wen Clan. But it's kind of funny because he's actually just the secondary. He was actually the secondary villain the entire time. But I know that's actually kind of a big spoiler. Oops. But, you know. Anyway, where was I going?
Wait, Tammy, real quick. We are coming up on our time, so we'll probably have to save this for a future episode.
Sorry. Yeah, no, you know what? Never mind. Because, like, I was literally going to spoil a shit ton of stuff, and I didn't even fucking realize it. Because I'm, just like I said, slightly tipsy, and I'm just talking at this point.
Just have an episode that, like, Tammy is just going rants. You just ask her one question, she goes, well, don't I have a story? And then just let her go.
Well, that is going to do it for our vaguely Halloween-themed episode. You guys have any final thoughts you want to leave the people with?
Don't turn the lights off. I'm just kidding. I'm totally just kidding.
Or I'll get you. I'm just kidding.
The Gongoozler is going to get
you. Now you're fine.
I say I'm just kidding for Belle's sake, to be honest.
All right, well,
that's going to be our episode. This Halloween's going to be good because it's a blue moon, so have fun on that day.
Oh yeah, before we go, do you guys, I know there's not a whole lot going on, but do you guys have Halloween costumes this year?
I was going to do Kiki, but then we're actually trying to save money. So all the stuff that I know it's not a lot, but like the stuff I wanted to get for Kiki, I can't get it anymore. So I'm just going to do a homebrew witch again.
Sonata, did you have anything planned?
I'm probably going to wear my real Akuma onesie that I bought at fucking Disney for $100. Ooh. Just wear that, run around, and then whip it off and be like, I'm wearing a bra.
Belle, do you have any Halloween costumes planned?
No.
No. Right. I guess that would be the point for you to dress up.
Well, I guess
you can dress up, and then me and Rob can call you on video call from Atlanta.
Yeah. I'll be dressed as a Femboy Hooters employee.
That could make me a little more sad.
All right. Well, that's going to be.
The actual date of the 31st, though, is like actually a holiday, though, for me.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of like
the saddest.
Of all the people I know, you are the closest to a witch.
I am a witch. What the fuck are you talking about?
Is that not what I said?
Oh no, she's gonna hex you.
I'm a bitch. I'm a goddamn folk witch.
Almost coming is not the same as coming, Rob.
That is literally what I do.
Listen, whenever I'll say this and then I'll end the episode. Whenever I have a character in a comic or anything who is even remotely tied to witchcraft, Belle is the first person I text. I was like, I need to make this character. I need reference material. What do you got?
All right, guys. We have definitely gone over the time. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys enjoy this, please do subscribe to the podcast, whatever you're listening on. I think that we're going to put this on, like, I think we're on Spotify, right? We're on Spotify, Apple.
We're on a lot of things, but Spotify is probably the big one. Spotify and Anchor.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening, and hopefully you continue to join us in the future. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Wallace. I know that's not a gender-neutral name, but I'm running with it.
Oh, Rob, you're telling a lie.